Chapter 12. Our Biggest Job. That evening, I ran up the ladder to the top of the table, and my grandmother and I had dinner together. My grandmother had eggs and bread, and I had some cheese on a small plate.
"Grandma," I said, "we've got rid of the Grand High Witch, so will all the other witches in the world disappear now too?"
"No, I'm sure that they won't," she answered.
"But who will give them orders and speak at the meetings? And who will make their potions now?" I asked.
"When one Grand High Witch dies, another one takes her job," my grandmother said.
"Oh no!" I cried. "What we did in the hotel didn't help."
"We saved all the children of England," she said.
I know, I cried. "But that's not good enough. There are still hundreds of other witches in the world."
There was a secret smile on my grandmother's face.
"Why are you smiling, Grandma?"
I asked her. "I have some interesting news for you," she replied.
"What is it?"
I asked. "When we arrived back in Norway," she said, "I phoned the chief of police in Bournemouth. I told him, 'I am the chief of police in Norway.'"
"Did he believe you?" I asked.
I was surprised. "Of course he did," she answered. "I asked him for the name and address of the woman from room 454 in the Hotel Magnificent."
"You mean the Grand High Witch?" I cried.
"Yes, my dear."
"And did he give it to you?"
"Of course. The chief of police always helps another chief of police."
"You're very naughty, Grandma," I said, smiling. "Where did she live? Tell me."
"Her home was a castle," my grandmother continued.
"Where's the castle, Grandma?" I cried. "Tell me now."
"Guess," she said.
"It's in Norway," I shouted.
"That's right," she answered. "It's high up in the mountains, above a small village. The new Grand High Witch lives in that castle now, with lots of other witches. And inside that castle, there are also the names and addresses of every witch in the world." This was exciting news. I did a little dance on the table. "We have work to do, you and I," cried my grandmother. "It's great that you're a tiny mouse. A tiny mouse can go anywhere. A tiny mouse can easily hide. You'll be able to get inside the Grand High Witch's castle and look around."
I will, I answered. "No one will ever see me."
"Your most important job will be to get rid of every witch in the castle," she said.
"How can I do that?" I cried.
"Can't you guess?" she asked.
"Tell me," I said.
"Mouse makeup potion," she shouted. "But do you know the recipe?"
"Yes, I do," I answered. "The recipe was written on the bottle, and I remember it. Do you mean that we're going to make the potion ourselves?"
"Why not?" cried my grandmother.
"What will happen
when all the witches become mice? I asked. Then the castle will be empty, said my grandmother, and I'll come and join you.
Wait, I cried. I've just had a terrible thought.
What is it? She said.
When the potion turned me into a mouse, I said, I didn't become a normal mouse. I became a clever mouse who is very difficult to catch.
My grandmother was silent. She understood the problem.
If we use the potion to turn the new Grand High Witch and all the other witches into mice, I continued, the castle will be full of horrible mouse witches. It will be really dangerous.
You're right, she answered. I never thought of that.
How can I get rid of all the mouse witches? I said.
You can't, she replied, and I can't either. They will be clever mice, and we won't be able to catch them using mouse traps. And there are no cooks to kill the mice with their kitchen knives, like in the Hotel Magnificent. I thought for a moment, then shouted,
I've got the answer!
Tell me, my grandmother said.
The answer is cats, I shouted.
My grandmother looked at me. There was a huge smile on her face, and she cried, That's a great idea. It's perfect.
We'll put lots of cats into the castle, and they'll kill all the mouse witches, I said.
You're wonderful, my grandmother shouted happily, waving her arms in the air. They may be clever mice, but a cat can still catch them.
What will we do when all the mice are dead? I asked her.
You and I will live in the castle alone, she replied, and we'll find the names and addresses of all the witches in the world.
And what will happen then?
I asked, shaking excitedly. After that, my dear, our biggest job will begin, she said. We will go travelling all around the world. In every country, we will find the witches' houses. You'll go inside and put a drop of potion into the witch's bread or soup. And we'll do it together, just you and me. That will be our job for all our lives. My grandmother picked me up from the table and kissed me on the nose. We're going to be very busy, she cried.
Yes, we are, I said. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Yes, it will, my grandmother agreed.
I can't wait to start, I said.
Roald Dahl, Penguin Readers, The Witches, illustrated by Quentin Blake, Level 4. This book has been simplified for English language learners by Karen Kovacs. Series editor, Madeline Burgess. Read by Jenny Bryce. Copyright, The Roald Dahl Story Company Limited, 2024.